Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
This is one of those days I am very happy to have a public-facing job because this might be the most important personal story I ever do. Okay. Because I'm pretty sure a guy who sat next to me at the bar a couple days ago is plotting my murder, and I need to tell somebody. What? So you can put this in the news story when it happens.
I'm not victim shaming here at all. All I'm saying is we got two stories this week. One of a girl that wanted to knock you out at the AT&T store. And now we've got one of a guy that wants to murder you.
Suddenly I'm the problem. Oh yeah, I feel like the common theme with all my stories this week is I just need to stop being hot, because then I got dragged into that photo shoot for being hot.
It's tough, man.
And they're not going to put me in.
Yeah.
They just wanted to use me for all my public facing content and chatter.
Just for the record, I think you stopped that a while ago.
Being hot? not soon enough, apparently.
You don't have to worry about being murdered for humility.
Right. I need to be uglier so people leave me alone. Anyway,
gotta dumb it down a little bit.
So I was sitting at a bar a couple of days ago. My apartment complex was having like this meet and mingle where they were like, hey, there's a restaurant down the street from us and we have a bar tab. Like, the first 15 people that show up, we're going to give you an Aperol Spritz. And every white girl within like 15 mm-hmm. miles was like, I'm going to be there right on time. So I show up, I get my bar seat, I show up alone because, again, this is a mixer specifically for your apartment. So I'm like, I don't really have any friends in the building, so I'm just going to go have a little drinky drink by myself. So I pop a squat at the bar, and to my pleasant surprise, two gentlemen walked in a couple of minutes later, and honestly, I was like, these are some cute guys. They live in my apartment complex. How did I not know this? Like, this is so great. So they end up sitting next to me, and of course, we start making some small talk. And I would like to read you the list of questions they asked me within about 5 minutes of sitting down and getting their first beverage.
Okay.
Right. Because this can either go in the they're going to murder me category, or this man is genuinely interested in me and is trying to track me down so he can take me out on a date.
Thin line.
There's a one guy or two guys?
There are two guys, but one guy is specifically asking the questions.
Is there one on your left and one on your right, or are they both on one side?
They're both on one side. They're both to my right.
Okay.
So they're sitting down and they start asking me this list of questions. Here's what they ask. They said, do you live at insert apartment complex? Which I didn't think too much of because this is a apartment complex mixer. And I go, yeah, I live here. Mm-hmm. And they go, do you live alone?
Okay. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's
and a flag.
Red flag.
And then I'm like, well, I'm sitting here alone. So, okay, maybe that's not too weird. And then they go, oh, well, what floor do you live on?
All right.
Yeah, it's too much.
And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm like, do I answer this question? Because I don't want to make it weird. I'm like, well, you know, I live on one of the higher floors. I have a pretty good view. And they're like, oh, well, Where does your apartment face?
Yeah, no.
Are you kidding me? No, it's way too much.
Dead. Seriously. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, it faces the trees because there's trees everywhere. I'm like, yeah, you know, I have a good view of a nice tree and some other buildings. And then they're like, then the conversation keeps going and we start talking about the parking garage. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can never find spots. So what floor do you park your car on?
At some point, you got to insert even a joke to break this up just to go, like, what are you guys trying to do? Like, plot my murder?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said.
That's what I started saying. I'm like, you stalking me? And then I felt bad because then he kind of like took offense to it. And he was a cute dude. So I'm kind of like, I don't want him to think. And I'm like, no, wait, no, stop. Don't take offense to it.
Was there other questions in between these questions? Like, how's your day going? Like, what's your name? Like, the normal questions?
It was kind of sewn in there. I mean, to where this was like within the first 5 minutes of us chatting. And so those are all kind of being weaved in there, but I'm not done yet. So what floor do you park your car on? What does your apartment face? And then I started talking about, because there's a park near our apartment. So I was like, oh yeah. I was thinking about like fostering some dogs and like going for walks out at XYZ Park, because I love going out for walks there. And he goes, oh, what time do you go out for walks?
Oh, no.
I'm like, are you trying to like stalk me? And so then he follows me. I left the bar, and then he followed me on Instagram later. I'm like, should I follow him back so I can keep tabs on this man, or do I show that I have zero interest in this whatsoever? Because now I'm actually positive he's going to track me down and break into my apartment.
They say keep the enemies close.
I do like about halfway through that you said, I didn't want to offend him because he was cute. Like, if he's ugly, then all bets are off.
Now I understand why all those girls fell victim to Ted Bundy.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Abby, during the breaks, you've been sneezing a lot, and you blamed it on breathing in your perfume. I think that might be leftover chloroform.
And then I joked, I was like, it's a good thing I didn't let you buy me a drink, because I'm pretty sure you were going to drug it.
Absolutely.
The Burt Show.